What's going on?
Today is a monumentous occasion.
Mm-hmm.
In the history of Rich Evans, the history of the internet, and most importantly, the history of the famous Dick the Birthday Boy photo, as seen right here.
I understand there are people out there who don't believe that's actually me. This meme has gotten out of our control. It's grown its own legs. It's ran away. We have no control over it.
First of all, it is you in the picture. And we're going to discuss the history of the picture because there have been some new updates to the story.
Have there?
Sort of.
You make it sound like something amazing is about to happen. It's only mildly amazing.
Okay, well.
Something mildly amazing happened.
People are turning off the video now. It's very amazing. This is the original photograph. Unfortunately, I had put a pinhole through it at some point.
Whatever.
Which was unwise. But yes, this is really Rich. The Dick the Birthday Boy shirt has become a meme on the internet. We've discussed the picture has appeared on The Ellen Show.
I'm sorry, but I cannot take my eyes off Dick the Birthday Boy. Yep. Honestly, who said that's a great idea?
Yeah.
T-shirts have been made.
You know, Ellen's career took a dive shortly after she used that photo. I just want to point that out, that this photo might be cursed.
I mean,
look at me.
It is on the Cursed Images website. It's also Awkward Family Photos. I mean, it's everywhere. But it is you, and we can guarantee that.
Yes.
What's the story behind the photo, Rich? Why don't you start?
I mean, the story is I was a small child, and I was given that shirt to wear on my birthday. That's the story.
Who made the shirt?
I've...
Was it Nanu?
Hold on, let me tell the fucking
Answer
story.
The question.
God damn it, Mike. Why are you grilling me? I'm going to fucking tell you. I was actually curious about this. I went to visit my uncle somewhat recently, a little while ago now, but I asked him, like, what's the deal with that damn shirt? Whose idea was the shirt?
He didn't remember.
No, he thinks he does. It was just my grandmother's idea to get a shirt that says Dick the Birthday Boy, and she was completely oblivious to any alternate meaning that might have.
To punctuation?
The punctuation.
Commas?
Was not a factor. She just wanted to have a birthday boy shirt for her beloved grandson.
That's your shirt, and you wore that shirt on your sixth birthday?
I don't remember.
You look about six.
I could be six.
Five, maybe. You went to Showbiz Pizza, wore the shirt.
All of the birthdays for the family, they were always at that Showbiz Pizza.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure they're long closed. They probably became a Chuck E. Cheese at some point.
Showbiz Pizzas are gone. They were in Chicago, the Chicagoland area. They are a thing of the past now, but they live on in meme form.
Yeah.
Or the bear does, at least.
Yeah.
What's the bear's name, Jay?
Billy Bob.
Billy Bob, of course.
What'd you ask him for?
I don't know. I figured, because he remembers stupid things. I thought you would say, I don't know. Why do you think I know that? Billy Bob, the banjo-playing bear who leads the...
Rockafire Explosion.
I stand corrected.
from my childhood, every single one of my birthdays, my sister's birthdays, and my brother's birthdays.
Mine too. Not every single one, but I did sit in the king's chair. You remember the king's chair?
I don't think mine had a king's chair.
Yeah.
I didn't get a king's chair.
Yeah. The head of the table, you got the king's chair if it was your birthday.
You're fucking royalty now. Jeez.
I know. I was invited to the queen's funeral, but I declined. Anyways, so, flash forward 45 years. Nanu has died.
Mm-hmm.
Your beloved grandmother, who you grew up with.
Yeah.
Who was the star of many of our short films.
And you know, the house stunk so bad, I just thought I'd take a trip. And I went to the Art Institute and come to the Statue of David. And I don't know what happened. I was just kind of touching his hair and everything. All of a sudden, the whole statue fell over.
I can't move.
And I run because I grabbed something. I thought it was his hand, or something. I didn't know what it was. And it was his dick, you know. And I put it in my purse. I don't know what to do. Can they arrest me for that? Is there a crime for stealing David's dick? I don't know, honey. I don't know, honey.
You have a very strange fascination with not only my childhood, but specifically that woman.
Am I being interviewed here? Am I on trial? Who wouldn't have a fascination with Nanu? She was strange as fuck.
I think you should be on trial because you did steal my family photos.
Well, okay. Rich is tearing up his grandmother's very gaudy home to get rid of, to sell it. Because you weren't going to live there anymore. Nanu was in a grave. And it was time to sell the house.
She had died. I was in my early 20s, and I was just ready for the next phase of my adult life. And I wanted to... I didn't give a shit about the past. I just wanted to leave that shit all behind me. And I had taken those family photos. I think I just tossed them in the damn trash.
You did.
And like a filthy garbage picker, you came along and snatched them up.
I'm a man of a visual medium. I'm a filmmaker. I'm an artist.
You know what you are.
And I'm a garbage picker. And I saw those pictures on top of a pile of trash in a garbage can, and I thought, why is he throwing away family photos? I looked at them, and I instantly recognized the one that's the funniest is you posed next to the Showbiz Pizza Bear.
So here's my question for you. All right, what was your motivation? Was your motivation? You're my oldest friend, Mike. Since high school to this day, you're my oldest friend. Mm-hmm. Did you see those photos in that trash and you thought, man, I know Richard Evans is in a bad place right now, but he's making a huge mistake. I'm going to save his family photos. Or did you take a look at that Dick the Birthday Boy photo and you said, God damn, that Rich Evans is a weird asshole. I'm saving this so I can laugh at this for years to come. And someday, I will exploit this image of my friend and embarrass him on national television on The Ellen Show.
I think the latter is a little far-fetched. To be honest, you might not believe me, but my real reaction was, why is Rich throwing away pictures of his childhood? Honest to God.
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, this one's pretty funny. And I thought it was funny, and I put them in my pocket, and I kept them. And I kept them for, and this is where the new revelation comes from, right? Because I completely forgot the next part of the story. I kept those pictures, and I remember seeing them. I remember having them. And then all of a sudden, I couldn't find them.
Yeah.
And so it turns out when it came time for your actual birthday, when we filmed the Best of the Worst episode, the Halloween episode, where we surprised you with the Dick the Birthday Boy t-shirt, that photograph remained hidden. Since the day I found it until the day I presented it to you.
Did you, like, steal my old family photographs? Is there, like, an album of mine in your possession? This is creepy.
It's not like I was showing it to you every other week, you know?
That really completely took me by surprise.
Right.
I had no recollection of that shirt. I do not remember my childhood
birthday. Sure. No one would remember their fifth birthday. So, we showed you the shirt first, I think, and you're like, what?
Yeah, I didn't get it at all.
And then we showed you the photo, and that's the first time you saw the Dick the Birthday Boy photo, and I had the other photos, and I think it was off camera. I said, here, Rich, here's the rest of them. Keep your pictures.
Well, there's some mystery behind this, because I don't really remember you. I don't remember you giving those photos back to me. I don't remember. They just kind of vanished. I remember a conversation a few years ago. You're just saying, yeah, those photos are somewhere. I can't find them. And they were just missing a whole stack of family photos. What happened was my sister came to visit me about a week ago, and she was going through some of her old family photos, and she brought her album over. And we're going through those, and I'm like, you know what? I think I got some old family photos somewhere. And I dug out my photo books, what the stuff I do. Apparently, I didn't throw everything out. I had like three little photo albums, and those photos that you stole were stuffed in one of those albums.
Can we not use the word stole? Can we use the word saved?
Okay. Those photos that you had lovingly saved to laugh at your best friend that turned up inside a pile of shit I had in my closet. And there they were. Fresh, brand new Dick the Birthday Boy photos.
So that's the purpose of this video, is that after 10 years now? Since that Best of the Worst episode? I don't even fucking know.
Damn near. It was like the first, that was the first Halloween episode,
I think. It was a long time ago. We have found the missing photos from the Dick the Birthday Boy birthday party. And we will present them to you very soon after this ad break.
I bet that pizza tastes good.
Mm-hmm. You've never seen a place like Showbiz Pizza Place. We'll serve you a pizza second to none. So come for the pizza, stay for the fun.
So, Rich, whatever you choose to believe, I'm telling you with all truth, I did not take the photos from the garbage that day because I had a grand scheme that 20 years from now, that would become an internet meme, that it would appear on the Ellen show.
I was just in Spencer's Gifts, which was at the mall, and I went in there and I saw that shirt. I'm like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It feels a little bit skeevy.
Yeah, the lawyers didn't ask you to speak on this.
Huh?
Our lawyers said don't speak on this.
Yeah, okay.
So you have no comment.
I have no comment.
Okay, at this time.
I have
no comment at this time.
I have no comment at this time.
Okay, great. No, I'm sure it's surreal seeing the Dick the Birthday Boy shirt in Spencer's Gifts. For those of you who don't know, many people have been telling us about this. You can stop now because we know. It would be considered Nanu's intellectual property, and even though she is deceased, it would pass on for 100 and something years, according to copyright law.
Yeah.
But we would have to look into this matter.
I have no comment.
At this time.
I have no comment at this time.
Okay, great. We should also point out that we sell that shirt. So anyway, that's the story. That's the legacy of the Dick the Birthday Boy photo. A handful of photos I stole from a garbage can. Saved for 15 years, only to surprise you one day with a reunion of the photos to which you had no memory.
But much amusement was had by all.
And then for the photos to disappear. I always thought I had them, and when you said, where are the other photos? I said, in a special place. But I was lying because I couldn't find them. I thought I had threw them out for real.
I honestly don't remember how they got back in my possession. I don't remember. It's possible that you left them around the studio and I stole them back so you couldn't further torment me. That's possible.
Maybe. The photos then were lost for another 10 years, only to resurface again. So we have discovered the missing outtake photos from the Dick the Birthday Boy birthday party, which is now a thing of legend. And we're going to go take a look at those photos now.
Yeah, let's go take a look.
All right.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's take a look.
Here they are. Right here.
You can see the Showbiz Pizza Bear in the background creeping towards you.
And you can see how ridiculous that wallpaper is.
Look at the presents. G.I. Joe.
I was big into the G.I. Joe.
Ewok Village. Ewok Village, again.
Is that Ewok Village?
You're still wearing the Dick the Birthday Boy shirt. What is this?
That looks like a very cheap pinball machine.
Oh, it's a pinball machine.
Like the kind you bought at Kmart that was child-sized and made out of cheap plastic.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Right here, we see a carded, what looks like a Kwee Kwee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're still wearing the Dick the Birthday Boy shirt. What is this? We are going to frame them, hang them on the wall in a private area of the RLM headquarters. You may have noticed we've blurred all the photos in the video. Ones like this. You will never, ever see these photographs where they're only to be seen by us or any special guests that we might have.
Unless you're a celebrity. Like, I don't know, maybe someone like Patrick Stewart wants to come over and see the famous Dick the Birthday Boy photo.
William Shatner, he's always welcome.
William Shatner is not welcome here ever.
Harrison Ford.
Oh, Harrison Ford. Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill.
That'd be
is,
fun.
Is welcome as a guest to view the pictures in the private collection. But they will never exist in a digital form. The actual master tapes from this interview, after the video is posted, will be destroyed. I'm not kidding. And the only actual images will be on Polaroid as they were meant to be, seen with the human eye. And when a guest views them, they will be monitored very carefully as to make sure they don't take a picture with their cell phone, or that they're not wearing like those Google glasses with the camera in them, or anything like that. So that's that. Here's the pictures again. Take a look. Enjoy them.
Or, you know, try to enjoy them, but you really can't because it's just blurred.
But we made this video to tell the world that we found them. They're real.
You can make out the powder blue in the blur.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. So you can see, you know, you can get that much. Watch, he's going to, at Spencer's gift, this is going to be a Dick the Birthday Boy shirt, but the words are just blurred. Joke's on us, motherfucker.
The blurred image of a Polaroid will become a meme next. There's nothing we can do.
Dick the Blurth Stay Boy.